Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for the Zimcast, and that's GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, I'm going to continue my series of interviews with the leadership at agricultural agencies that do marketing, public relations, advertising work. And this week, we're going to learn about the Hondo Group. I spoke with Lynn Bolinas, who is the president, and it gives us some background about how this agency came about, what some of the clients are, and how they're dealing with some of the changes in communications technology today. Lynn, it's great to talk to you, and I'd like to get started by asking you to tell us a little bit about yourself and how the Hondo Group came into being and a little bit about this agency.
Well, good. Nice to talk to you this morning, Chuck. I started in agriculture in 1978 as a salesman for Lanco Products Company in Tennessee, selling herbicides. I went to the home office and was trained in market communications by a classic organization that looked at the four P's of marketing. I spent the next, roughly 15 years working for fertilizer feed phosphate companies and handling FMC International Market Communications for 6 years, where I've worked in 55 countries around the world and 49 states, all in business and agriculture. It's been an incredible run. I joined the agency world with Beta Rudder, worked my way up to a vice president there for 8 years, then was president of Charles Norwig for several years, helping them grow from a 12-person company to 60 people. I joined McCormick Company, based in Amarillo, 5 years ago to run the McCormick Fort Worth office. McCormick is the 10th oldest continuously operating marketing agency in the United States, according to the 4A's. It's celebrating its 85th anniversary this year, started in Amarillo, Texas. They have offices across the United States, Canada, and recently Paris, France. We formed the Hondo Group 4 years ago because we wanted to have something that was more of a ruthless innovation and try a different approach to marketing communications and advertising for our clients. By that, I mean we develop products as well as doing marketing communication, advertising, public relations, direct mail, etc. We changed the Hondo Group. We became part of the holding company of JLM 926. So we essentially compete with McCormick and its other entities, which include Unison Staffing Solutions and the companies I mentioned in Canada and Paris, France. The Hondo Group moved from Fort Worth to Austin, Texas 2 years ago this September. We wanted access to better talent, people from that come to Austin have a tendency to want to stay here. We wanted access to sustainability and green marketing expertise. We want access to emerging technology to complement our crop, agriculture, dairy science, really life sciences communications. We do agriculture communications. We have an office in Darlington, Wisconsin, and we have one in Austin, Texas. We're growing. We've had a couple of good years here. The corporation's doing really well. And we like to think of ourselves as providing innovation in traditional spaces. An example of that is several years ago we took the Hondo Group green and we measured our carbon footprint using a consultant from California. And like with any good idea, and agencies should be known for their ideas, we took two obtuse thoughts and said, wait a second, we want to have a carbon neutral world. We're doing our part. We're trying to do our part. Yet we're having to pay a consultant to do it. Why don't we find a way to replicate this in a repeatable fashion and offer it to clients? This is kind of unusual because the strategy was to build the product. We'll learn our expertise about the product line, in this case, carbon measurement, carbon credits. And we can market our marketing capabilities as well as have a product that we could sell or retail. We developed the product using a partnership with some programmers that did the heavy coding overseas. Even we have developers on staff. And we've licensed the product to Canada and Eastern Europe to one company. And just signed ink to deal with a company out of Sydney, Australia, to marketing rights to the rest of the world. And the product we develop will be offered on Salesforce.com very shortly. Plus, we developed a green marketing expertise and sustainability. Another product we just finished developing is called Kinita, K-I-N-I-T-A. Kinita is a mobile app as a service platform. And I won't go through all the details with it, but because of the way it was programmed and developed ahead of time, a company can literally distribute their app or the mobile applications to all the different platforms in a native format at one time, meaning it will operate one time on iPhone, iPad, iTouch, while it also does Android, Palm, Windows, OS 7, and so forth. It allows the app owner to use the native device capabilities, GPS, camera, SMS, etc., without any charge. Allows for two-way interaction. But probably most importantly, it gets the app out where they can have a constructive engagement with the app owner, and also they don't have to update and reprogram for every different operating system or make a choice of saying, I'm just going to do iPhone, I'm just going to do Android. Mm-hmm. And that's essentially where we are, Chuck.
Well, it sounds like you've definitely got a lot of things new going on there, and that's part of our whole theme. When you look at these things, especially this Kinetta platform, how would you, or could you make a comment about how the new media world we're in, social networking, how has that really impacted the kind of business you do for your clients?
It's changed it dramatically. I've been around long enough to, years ago, publishers did publishing, agencies did advertising and public relations, direct marketers did direct marketing fulfillment. It's all blended together. Now it comes to a coalition in terms of new tools to help reach different audiences. And it harkened back to some research I did when I worked on the Ford and Holland account in the early 90s, where we looked at having drop zones for parts. But we found out that farmers were looking at time. Yeah, the idea was more convenience was there, but there was something missing, and it was the socialization of going to a parts warehouse or a dealership, no matter what brand, and the socialization. When you look at social media, it just strikes me so humorous that here it is 20, 25 years later, and still things are driven because people have a need to socialize. It is part of our everyday fabric, and we look at it not just as a tool, but as part of the planning in terms of digital strategy for our clients.
Well, can you maybe talk, when you say clients, that might be a good transition to give us an idea of some of the companies you're working with, and it may be some that you felt you've had a very successful effort in the use of social media.
The first thing that comes to mind is Stoller USA in Houston, Texas. I mean, you go back and look at the history of what Jerry Stoller set out to do when he formed the company a little 35 years ago. He probably was considered a nut by some people, when in fact he was prescient in his use of hormone technology and treating plants as different ways as opposed to just chemicals. Stoller USA is a wonderful organization worldwide, but 4 years ago they didn't have the traction in the U.S. nor the resources to compete with the big crop protection companies, even though they're in the same category. We set out with them and put together a digital strategy to develop a digital footprint that was big enough and broad enough and deep enough that people wouldn't know where they found the information, but they knew they found it. We taught them to communicate behavior as believe behavior, and we tend to believe those who behave in a consistent, credible manner. Their business has jumped over the last 4 years, roughly 60%. They're having, as are many companies this year, an incredibly robust, exciting year. Mm-hmm. That would be Stoller USA. Balchem Corporation in New York, we just started working with them in September of last year, and we're helping them develop. And it's a very conservative, well-run, research-driven company. We work closely with them to help understand that people don't buy just on science. Science doesn't sell. People buy on emotion and justify with facts, and we're working to develop different programs for them. One that people may not know that we work with is called ClassicShaving.com. This is two entrepreneurs who were not down on their luck, but near the end of the barrel with their resources. They bought some shaving strops for $1 a piece from a company in France on eBay several years ago, turned around and retailed them on eBay for $10 a piece and said, you know, there's something here. So they set up a wet shaving organization. They do all their business online, internet-driven company, e-commerce. They get to practice what they want to do in terms of being Renaissance fair actors going around the country. And they're pounding it. They're making incredible gains and resources. I think they have 12 employees now. But they utilize social media tools, and they're very into digital strategies. Mm-hmm. Another one I want to mention is Precision Laboratories in Waukegan, Illinois. Precision Laboratories, maker of adjuvants, soil surfactants, water stability products, divides our business into agriculture and turf. We work with the agriculture segment. We helped them launch an app that they did just for iPhones called MixTank app a few months ago. We took it to the marketplace and worked with, treated the editors and people like yourself as our clients to help them understand what we were doing and what they're looking at. And what they've discovered is that people have forgotten how to do tank mixes. When I was a salesman in the late 70s, all the MSDS and labels had tank mix recommendations on it, instructions. Frankly, they don't have that now. There's a whole generation of farmers that haven't had the tank mix because they've had the access to glyphosate-resistant corn, soybean, and so forth. And one thing that critically came to mind when we were looking at all the different events that happened for genetically modified crops, you don't have to worry about spray drift when you have Roundup Ready corn in a field next to Roundup Ready beans, but when you have non-Roundup Ready beans next to Roundup Ready corn, people are going to have to go back to some of the basic things they used to do 20, 30 years ago. Tank mixing is one of them. If you have four products to put into a tank mix, you have 4 times 3 times 2 times 1, tells you the number of variables you have, which is 24. If you have 5, it goes up to 120 different combinations. And if you have 6, which is not unheard of, in fact, fairly common, you have 700-something different variations or orders you can do it. When you put in the wrong order, it can cause horrific problems. And the mixed tank application from Precision Laboratories, which I offer free to farmers and interested parties, can keep them from having those kind of problems. It's also available on the Internet now, too.
Absolutely. I was one of those people that you mentioned and involved with it. I thought it was a fascinating way to get our attention as editors, to send us an iPod Touch, and that has now been given away through a social media campaign, mostly via Twitter, to an Illinois corn grower. So just another unique way of using the technology.
You know, when we talk to, we have a Get Out and Go program where our account executives and creative types are required to go and ride with a sales rep of a client at least once a year. And they go from farm to farm and talk to people, whether they're riding with Balchem representatives or Stoller representatives or, in this case, Precision Laboratories. And they never cease to be amazed. People that don't have day-to-day interaction with producers, their reaction is how technologically advanced farm community is. I read recently, and I can't quote where I cited it, but the farm community has adopted more social networking smartphones than the general population. They went from the desktop computer, skipped the laptops, and now everything is mobile and social. And we see that as a great way to help in what we call constructive engagement in our use of social media.
Well, and I think that just makes a lot of sense when you consider that they are so mobile and as part of their business. So, you know, we've seen in other countries a jump from pretty much like having no internet connection straight to just Wi-Fi only without even having the kind of cabled infrastructure we're used to here in the United States. So, you know, this technology thing moves fast and we got to be able to adapt with it. And from the sound of it, Hondo Group is doing just that. Looking ahead just a little bit, anything you might want to say about what we can expect from Hondo Group as we go down the road?
I think you'll see us take look at our strategy long term in terms of as best we can trying to project where the market's going in terms of uses of different tools. We look at different reports and we talk to consultants around the world, and we frankly jumped on the mobile app and partnered with Unwired Nation, another one of our clients that were the developers behind the Kanita app. Had an epiphany when I went up and saw in a presentation. And I, like a lot of people, thought 4G was just 25% or 33% faster than 3G. But to find out it's a multitude of up to 90 times faster in what it does for mobile communications, said this is not going to go away. And we looked at data and research showing what was going on in Japan and areas and counties, if you will, where they got 4G. And the adoption rate was just through the roof. You can see us using social media and working with our clients to help them understand that it's not about just sending out one billboard after another, one come see us, come buy it, come get it. It's about constructive engagement. And we look at counseling them in terms of anywhere from 1 to 3 months to set up and begin to get the dialogue and the different audiences and targets we're going for, but looking to a tipping point where the message is carrying itself on its own, and that takes anywhere from, oh, I'd say 3 months to 6 months to reach a tipping point. So we're developing those kind of services and positioning our company that way. Mm-hmm. We're adding to our digital capabilities because it's here to stay. It's interesting to see, in our opinion, how much is still printed 10 years from now as opposed to today.
Yes, I fully agree. It's going to be interesting because as our little company has done, is I'd say it kind of like evolves. It's constantly evolving into something, and I'm not going to pretend I know what it'll be 3 years from now. But anything else about Hondo Group we didn't touch on you'd kind of like people to know right now, Len?
Well, Hondo is located in Austin for the access to emerging technology, and we have exclusive rights to different products that are coming out of the think tanks and the next Silicon Valley, as they call Austin. Austin. We also have our office in Darlington because we have agriculture expertise there, particularly in animal health, animal science. I happen to be one that believes we should change the degree and the programs from animal science back to animal husbandry, because animal science has a tendency to make people think we're experimenting on animals and producers, and we believe we've aligned ourselves with companies that believe in treating animals correctly and humanely. We're very interested. We're going to go down the road less traveled and having a good time, and we believe in treating our clients like kings and queens until they start acting like one.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much for taking time to talk with me here. I've been doing this by Skype. Thanks again, Len Bolinas with Hondo Group. We really appreciate it, and look forward to continuing to work with you in the future.
Thanks, Chuck. We're better today than we were yesterday, but not as good as tomorrow.
I like that. Well, that's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.